沉默。Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my podcast, Let There Be Light. Today we're going to start a new insight series on the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, the daily insight number one. And the reason why we're just pivoting to this Aseres Yemei Teshuvah insights is because that's the time that we find ourselves in. You know, the month of El was a preparation for the days of Rosh Hashanah, and that was the first month in its journey towards spiritual purity. And we want to pick it up a notch as we're going towards day 40. Day 40 is going to be Yom Kippur. And just like Moshe came down the mountain on Yom Kippur, and he heard the words "Salachti," I have forgiven. So that became our national day of forgiveness. So too, we hope, as we go towards day 40, we will hear that words, those words as well, that we have been forgiven. I just want to focus on an idea, a central theme from Parak of Zion of Tehillim, chapter 27 of Psalms, because we're still reciting that in our liturgy this time of year. We began with El, as we discussed in the previous messages, but we're continuing on as well, and I think this verse really underscores for us an important message. One is, Hareini Hashem Darkecha, Uncheini Baruch Mishar. Hashem, O God, teach me your ways and lead me on the path of integrity. So just want to talk about what this means. What is this like two-tiered prayer? Hareini Hashem Darkecha, teach me your ways, O God, and Uncheini Baruch Mishar, and lead me on the path of integrity. So there's a couple of different ideas over here, and one is that, you know, there's a one of the chait prayers, the confessional prayers that we say on Yom Kippur is al chait shachatanu l'vnecha b'vidas, for the sin that we have sinned before you for lack of knowledge. I mean, there's so many areas that we lack knowledge in Judaism, how to conduct ourselves with the appropriate conduct required of an observant Jew. And there's a wealth of information out there, wealth of halachic sources that I'm not necessarily knowledgeable of or informed of, and there's a wealth of all sorts of general Jewish information I'm not aware of, and it just seems so daunting. Like every year we go back to Hashem on Yom Kippur and we say, "Achet shachatanu l'fnecha b'vidas," for the sin that we've sinned before you without knowledge. And this, you know, we want to sink our teeth into the rich knowledge of Judaism. So in this prayer we say, Hareini Hashem Darkecha, Hareini Hashem Darkecha, teach me your ways. But then there's another part. Even if we want to immerse ourselves in education, but there's all sorts of obstacles, temptations, and other sorts of distractions which continue to continue to steer us in the wrong direction, away from godliness, away from Torah, away from connecting with his presence in this world. All sorts of different temptations, challenges, and obstacles. So this we say, "Uncheini Baruch Mishar," and lead me on the path of integrity, meaning let me not be distracted by all the negative influences in the world, the temptations that try to take a hold of me. So it's a two-part prayer. One is, Hareini Hashem Darkecha, let me become more knowledgeable in Judaism, let me understand the Torah in a more profound, more compelling way, and let me not be led astray by negative influence and by my temptations. And that's Uncheini Baruch Mishar. I wish you all a meaningful day and a meaningful Aseres Yemei Teshuvah leading up to the journey climaxing itself on Yom Kippur.